Centralia Coaches Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Wanklin Oil, and First Heritage Bank.
3, 2, 1.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Everyone has something that they do best. Banks are no exception. Ours is investing back into the local communities that we serve. We make loans to local families and businesses. These loans generate the dollars which empower our local community. Invest in our community by banking with us. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Sometime.
Yeah, this is Frank Jones, and I'm switching propane companies. Why? Wanklin Oil has more to offer, and to be honest, better prices. They also gave me options to fit my budget, and in case you don't remember, I called last week because I was nearly out of propane. You never called me back. I'm now out of propane.
Switching propane dealers is no big deal. Call Wanklin Oil at 1-800-794-2019. Wanklin Oil, we've had the energy since 1926.
Joined now by Dusty Thompson, head coach of the Centralia girls team. Coach, you had a split last week, got a win there down at Blue Valley, and then lost to Clifton Clyde. What did you take away from both of those games, especially that one against a good Clifton Clyde?
You know, I thought we did some things well, and some mental mistakes rebounding the ball and stuff kind of hurt us Friday night. But, Clyde's a good team. We did pretty good. We did some, like you said, we did some good things. They went to a triangle and two, and I don't know that it causes as much problems as us just missing shots, but, you know, credit to them if they did what they needed to do. And in Blue Valley last Tuesday, I thought the girls played well. You know, we tried changing up the defense a little bit, and I think we had some confusion in there a few times, but, you know, so we gave a few more points than I'd like to have, but I thought the girls shot the ball well and ran the floor well.
And I wanted to bring this up. I don't know if we've talked about it, but the game of basketball, it's such a cohesive sport, especially late in the season. And where you girls have dealt, you know, with some injury sickness here and there, not an excuse, but how does that affect, like you said, that camaraderie in some of these games, I guess?
I think we're finally back to being healthy, and we're getting used to playing with each other and stuff. But, you know, I think it's a big thing. I thought early on, you know, especially with some new girls on the floor and stuff and some inexperience, I thought there were some times we kind of put ourselves in bad situations because we took a shot early and, you know, we had girls that weren't ready to rebound or run the floor back, and we gave up some easy transition points. But, you know, I thought the last couple of weeks, as far as moving the ball and using each other and understanding what the girl next to him is going to do, I think we've gotten much, much better since Christmas at that.
Before I, you know, let you go here, three seniors on the team. What have those three girls meant to you this year?
Oh, they've been great. You know, they come to practice every day. They work hard. They've done a good job of setting an example for the rest of those girls. You know, like you said, we've got three seniors and we've got a bunch of underclassmen. And I think it's important for those girls to see that, you know, even when the times we haven't maybe played so well or haven't played together and stuff, you know, those three have done a great job of coming into practice every day and rallying them back together and making sure that they stay together as a team. So you know, so there'll be some things we definitely miss when they're gone.
And as you wind down here, one more regular season game against Axtell this evening. What are you going to have to do to get a victory in this one?
I think we're going to shoot the ball well. I mean, you know, we have at times and stuff, but, you know, for us, sometimes finding a transition bucket or two here or there to kind of get them going has been a big thing for us. And when we don't shoot the ball well, you know, I said it's kind of dictated, I feel like, what we've done at both ends of the floor. And we can't get into a game with Axtell where we're one and out all the time and, you know, not finding the kind of rhythm. So a rhythm, I think, for us will be a big thing tonight.
Well, and hopefully you catch it before Substate kicks off this week. Coach, that's all I've got for you. Again, appreciate the time, Dusty. Joined by Dusty Thompson, head coach of the Centralia girls. Appreciate everything all season, Coach, and best of luck heading into the postseason.
Sounds good, Max. Thank you for everything, too.
Centralia Coaches Corner, a service of Blue Valley Technologies, Wanklyn Oil, and First Heritage Bank.